What I want you to do is to... I'm going to use the vowel chant we ended with last night, which was E-R-O-A. And I just want you to look at this image. Have it so the big bits at the top, upward like that. So just, and just as we chant together, I just want you to look at it. And then as the chant dies away, we're going to go into a meditation. But I'm not going to explain what it is. I'll tell you what it is later. But for the moment, just treat it as an image, something to look at while you're chanting. Slowly letting your eyes close, following the sound of the bell into the body. Coming into the inner space. Coming into the room inside the room. Place of stillness. Making the transition from outer to inner. And as we do so, noticing the inner imaginal aspect of this room. Noticing the four great archangels. Behind Reagan in the east, there is the archangel Raphael, the angel of the morning. Extending his wings above, below, and all around, bringing the breath of the morning, the breath of the new day to us. Raphael, the angel of healing, guarding and protecting us in the east. In the south, behind Fern and Becky and Lou and Sue, we have the archangel Michael. Angel of fire and light of illumination, extending his wings above, below, and all around, bringing the fire of the sun at noon, his colors of red and gold. Behind Maria in the west, we find the Archangel Gabriel. Angel of the twilight, the angel of the deep sea, the purifying angel who cleanses us with the deep waters, extending its wings above, below, and all around, colors of blues and greens like a peacock. Behind me in the north is the Archangel Uriel. The light of God that shines in darkness, the alchemist of deep heaven, extending his wings above, below, and all around. His colors are green and black, and he bears the quality of the stars. In the center there is the flame, the light. Above us is the moon, the sun, and the planets and the stars. Beneath us is the land, the sacred earth. To feel for a moment the enclosure of the archangels. Feel the room within the room, the inner room, the inner aspect of this room. And similarly, feel the body within the body. Be aware of the physicality of your body. And then be aware of the inner body, the body of imagination, the body of dream. And as you feel this inner body, you imagine yourself stepping forward into the inner from your body, stepping into your imaginal body, stepping into the body of imagination. You imagine yourself getting up from your seat and standing in the room. Notice how your imaginal body is dressed. It may be in your ordinary clothes. It may be in some different clothes. Spend a little time placing yourself in the body of imagination. Feel the act of getting up. Feel the act of standing. Letting yourself look with the eyes of the imagination body. Letting yourself hear with those eyes. Noticing the angels more fully, maybe. Noticing the inner aspect of the room. Maybe even walking around the room a little bit. Getting to feel what it's like to walk in the imagination body. Noticing the great sphere of protection of the archangels. So for the moment we can only walk within the sphere, for their wings contain us. At times you may find yourself pulled back into your physical body and then just gently step out again, noticing the movement between body of imagination, the body of dream, and the physical body. as you locate yourselves within the imagination body, you notice that in the middle of the room there is a stairway leading downwards, an ancient stone stairway. It does not exist in the physical room, but it exists in the inner room. So with the blessing of the four great archangels, we slowly descend the stair, feeling the stone underneath our feet, going down into the foundations of this house. Coming into a network of medieval tunnels underneath the current town. Letting ourselves walk along the tunnels, feeling them in the body of the imagination. Letting yourself look with the eyes of that body. Letting yourself feel the chill of the air, the dampness of the tunnels. Letting your fingers touch the roughness of the stone. Entering into the underneath of Glastonbury. Very slowly walk along the tunnels. Tunnels keep branching out in all different directions, but we follow a straight path. We may return whenever we wish to explore the side tunnels. But this is the major tunnel to the mysterious abbey. And as we come to the end of the tunnel, we find a stair going upwards. And at the top of the stair, there is a figure who carries a lantern, who indicates to us that we should follow them. Cannot tell if they are male or female, for they are robed and hooded. And as we follow them, we emerge onto the surface and we find that we are just inside the abbey walls. And for a moment we see Glastonbury Abbey, not ruined but rebuilt, not ruined but eternal, the mysterious abbey. Place of the oldest church, the Church of the Mother, the place where Arthur and Guinevere are buried, the place where the thorn blossoms at Christmas. place where Joseph of Arimathea brought the blood of Christ. We see the mysterious abbey. And as we look around us, we realize that we're standing on a pavement and we stand in the middle of a glyph, of the spiral straight glyph that we work with. We stand at the center. And our guide once again motions us to follow. And so we walk the spiral way, turning and turning. Being at the center, spinning outwards. Walking the path of the glyph. Walking the turns of the alchemical processes. Until finally coming to the straight way. Following the straight path. Moving along it. Straight to the door of the abbey, which opens before us. And we find ourselves in a strange space. A great place that seems to be many places. It is abbey, it is cathedral, it is synagogue, it is mosque, it is temple, it is grove. It is a circle of many stones. All of these are found within the mysterious abbey, within the house of the mother, within the old church that is older than all religion, the house of the mother. House of the child, the house of the flowering thorn, there is a great tower and a great crossing place in the church, and in the center of this place there is a flowering hawthorn tree. Contemplate the greenness of its leaves, the whiteness of its flowers, the blackness of its thorns. And from it there are two streams flowing, a stream of shining white and a stream of bright red blood. And as we follow the streams, we see that the spiral glyph is incised into the great pavement within the abbey, and we see the two streams of blood and water flowing into the glyph, bringing the whiteness and the redness, the water and the blood, so that they flow in complementary channels. The blackness of the stone, the whiteness of the water, the redness of the blood, the greenness of the flowering tree. As we contemplate the glyph and the tree, we find ourselves spiraling downwards, down, down into the mound. Down into the old church, which is underneath the abbey, into the small circular room, small octagonal room, each person sits in their seat in the octagonal room. In the center there is the altar with the image of the flowering tree on its side. And the straight and spiral glyph carved onto its top. In the midst of the altar, upon the top of the of the glyph, there is a mystery. There is a shape of light. There is a living presence that sees us as we see it. It is doorway and container. It is the living grail that has many forms and no forms, that is the shape of glory. That gives to each whatever we need, that feeds us with the best food in all the world. Let us sit together in the deep chapel, in the mysterious abbey, in the place of the house, in the house of the mother and the child and the flowering tree, and contemplate the Grail. As we hear the sound of the bell rising from the depths, We contemplate the Grail for one last moment. And follow up the stairs. Into the main place of the Abbey. Standing again before the great glyph, before the flowering tree, and in the heart of the tree we see a shape of light that is one moment male, one moment female. The sun, the daughter of light, the child of light, arising out of the heart of the tree, arising out of the deepest, darkest time, the child who brings all paths together, the child who brings the new way, the star child. And behind the child and the tree, and somehow woven into the whole fabric of the Abbey, there is the figure of a woman, the deep mother, the hidden mother, the weaver, goddess who weaves even the gods, whose house this is. Stella Maris, Maria Modern, Magna Mater Cibele, receive the blessing of the mother and the child. Receive the blessing of the tree. Receive the blessing of the living Grail. Follow the guide to the great Abbey door, the great western door, and stepping through it we find ourselves once again upon the straight path of the glyph, and walking along the glyph we now walk inward. Reaching the center, we find the hidden stair that takes us into the tunnel. And following the tunnel, we we come at length to the stairway that takes us back up into the room. And as we return into the room, we see it with our inner eyes. We bring the blessing of the Deep Mother and the Child to the four great angels who guard and protect us. We return to our place and step into our bodies, bringing the body of the dream and the body of flesh together, feeling the gifts of the body of dream as it enters the body of flesh, feeling the power of the body of flesh, the vessel, the alchemical chamber, as it receives the gifts of the dream, being open to the fusion between the body of flesh and the body of dream, the creation of the body of mystery, the alchemical wedding in our body and our senses, feeling the blessing of the grail in our body, feeling the flowering tree and the glyph in our body, feeling the mother and the child in our body. Hearing, as we return to the room, a carol. The heron flew east and the heron flew west. The bells of paradise, I hear them ring. She flew over a fair forest. I love my Lord Jesus above anything. She flew up and she flew down. Bells of paradise, I hear them ring. She flew over an orchard brown. I love my Lord Jesus above anything. In the orchard there stands a hall. Bells of paradise, I hear them ring. Covered all over in purple and pall, I love my Lord Jesus above anything. In the hall there stands a bed. Bells of paradise, I hear them ring. Covered all over with purple and red, love my Lord Jesus above anything. On the bed there lies a knight. Bells of paradise, I hear them ring. His wounds do bleed with main and might. I love my Lord Jesus above anything. From his wounds there runs a flood. The bells of paradise, I hear them ring. One half is water, the other half blood. I love my Lord Jesus above anything. At the bed's foot there lies a hound. Bells of paradise, I hear them ring. Licking the blood as it daily runs down, I love my Lord Jesus above anything. At the bedside there sits a maid. Bells of paradise, I hear them ring. Sewing a seam with silver thread, I love my Lord Jesus above anything. At the other bedside there flowers a thorn. The bells of paradise, I hear them ring, that never so blossomed since Adam was born. I love my Lord Jesus above anything. At the bed's head there stands a stone. The bells of paradise, I hear them ring, Corpus Christi written thereon. I love my Lord Jesus above anything.